Quincy Housing Authority Executive Director James Marathos is joining us today for a pretty major update on what's been happening at the authority and the Quincy Development Corporation today and going forward. So Jim, great to see you again, first of all.
Nice to see you again, Joe.
There's a lot happening. As I mentioned, yes, the authority is still in existence, but also the new, relatively new, Quincy Development Corporation as well, right?
Yes, yep.
Last we heard from you, you were planning to start a new development called Mariner's Cove.
Correct, yeah. Down at O'Brien Towers.
Yeah. So how is that coming?
It's great. All the permitting is completed now. So we have our zoning approval, we have our planning board approval, and we hope to be going on the ground this year. So that's going to be to create 16 new family units right at the entrance of O'Brien Towers.
Is this kind of the first major development for the new corporation?
Oh, it's the first new development for the Housing Authority since like the 70s.
Is that right?
Yeah, the Housing Authority has never built new housing, and really the Housing Authority can't. It can't expand beyond what it already manages for affordable housing. So that was one of the purposes of creating the new entity, Quincy Development Corp, because Quincy Development Corp is private, and they're able to construct new affordable housing, whereas before our hands were tied with HUD and with now EOHLC.
So what did it really take to put the corporation together, Jim? You know, that was really the legwork to get to this point, right?
It wasn't just putting the corporation together. It was finding the funds to actually pay off HUD, because the authority had taken out a large loan back 10 or 15 years ago when they did the big siding project down in Riverview. So there was a large amount of money owed to HUD that needed to be paid off, and Quincy Development Corp was just a new entity. So going out and borrowing, you know, $4.5 million for a brand new entity that has no history and no experience, it was a challenge.
I bet, yeah.
But we were able to do it. We were able to pay HUD off, and we took ownership of O'Brien Towers and Pagnano Towers, and that's actually been a year now.
Wow. So are there any more federally subsidized housing units in Quincy?
Well, there will not be when we're done.
Okay, so that's the goal.
The goal is to take possession of all of the federally public housing subsidized developments. So we've taken O'Brien Towers, we've taken Pagnano Towers, we're now in the process of closing on Riverview. We're about 90 days away from the closing, and then we're gonna close on Drouin Apartments. So that'll be the end of the federal public housing portfolio that was under the management of Quincy Housing Authority. And the last piece, once we take Riverview, it will free up 200 units. So HUD has a faircloth number, and we cannot exceed that faircloth number for federal public housing units. The way that we're disposing of Riverview through what's called a Section 18 blend, it actually frees up those faircloth number. So we're going to actually be able to hopefully petition the state to take 200 units from Snug Harbor. Snug Harbor has 400 family units. We're going to try to take 200 of those, move them over to federal public housing for a very short period of time while we file for a RAD application to also move those into Quincy Development Corp.
Okay. So at that point, then, Quincy Development Corp will own all of the public housing in Quincy?
There'll still be state units left.
Okay.
There'll be Tobin Towers, Sawyer Towers, Louis George Village, West Acres, Crowley Court, and half of Snug Harbor left on the state side under EOHLC.
Okay.
The rest of it will all be under the ownership of Quincy Development Corp.
And why is that important, Jim? What does that do?
This is a game changer for the city and for decades to come for affordable housing, because by creating a nonprofit entity and by making these project-based Section 8 voucher units, one, it's going to increase the revenue to Quincy Development Corporation. Two, it's going to give Quincy Development Corporation the flexibility to create new affordable housing where they couldn't before.
Hmm.
There is no restriction on how many units of affordable housing Quincy Development Corporation can own. So going forward for years to come, Quincy Development Corp will be a major asset to the city to be able to actually use its revenue from the units that it's taken to create new affordable housing. Whereas before, that formula would never happen.
Okay.
Now it's able to happen. Plus, the Quincy Housing Authority and the Board of Commissioners for the Quincy Development Corporation are going to have the flexibility to do what they want with those properties. So they're going to have the flexibility to invest, to borrow money against them and do another project maybe, or, I mean, you're basically taking in hundreds of millions of dollars worth of assets and bringing them into the control of Quincy Development Corp through Quincy Housing Authority. So it's basically privatizing the affordable housing, but by doing that, it takes the handcuffs off so that we're able to actually build, create, preserve, and financially stabilize the entire portfolio for the city.
Right. Is that how you're able to finance this new Mariner's Cove project?
It is. Yes. So we're going to be financing the new Mariner's Cove project through the assets that we're now going to have,
right,
which is O'Brien, Pag, and Riverview. We'll be borrowing against those assets to create the new 16 affordable units.
Okay.
But it's kind of, I mean, I always use the analogy that it's like a snowball rolling down the hill, getting bigger and bigger and bigger as the years go on, because the revenue that's produced from these affordable housing units is going to be used to then create more affordable housing units.
Yeah.
And it'll kind of just keep growing and keep helping the city meet its demand for affordable housing.
So I guess the biggest challenge then, once that process is completed, is finding land to build these projects, right?
Right.
Or renovating existing properties?
It could be renovating existing properties. It could be taking, you know, blighted properties in the city and turning them into affordable housing. It could be doing joint ventures. It could be, it's really endless what we can do as this moves on.
Yeah. Is this unprecedented, Jim?
It's not. No? There is a lot of communities that are doing this type of conversion, but they have a lot of, so this tool was really created to encourage private entities to invest in affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
So it would give the flexibility of housing authorities to go out and find a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And that partner would invest in the preservation and the reconstruction of affordable housing, and they would get, say, a 50% ownership in those projects going forward. We worked for the last 10 years to raise a lot of money through grants and do a lot of renovations to the properties so that we're able to do this without a partner.
Yes.
And we're able to do this without giving up any control to any outside influence.
I see.
So this will stay with the city of Quincy and be part of the city of Quincy for forever.
Yeah.
I don't ever see the need for a financial partner going forward.
So really keeping it all in-house. I mean, if you're thinking in a commercial terms, it's like a real estate development corporation, only you're doing it for nonprofit, right? Keeping it all in-house, yeah.
Really, when you look at Quincy Housing Authority, the way that it has changed and morphed over the last several years is it really is a private management, property management company.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, the way that we do everything has changed dramatically.
Mm.
So by taking on Holbrook, Hanson, Marshfield and Hingham, by taking on all of these other managed agencies, you have to remember they're all their own entities.
Mm-hmm.
So they have their own capital funds, they have their own operating funds. We are nothing other than a property management company, and we manage those for them.
For them, okay.
They have their own commissioners, they have their own financial statements,
sure.
They have their own audits, they have their own everything.
Yep.
So we're just basically a property management company for them, as we are for Quincy Development Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
So Quincy Housing Authority manages Quincy Development Corporation for the corporation. But just like every other property that we manage in every other town that we manage, they get a bill every month. They get a bill for the work that we have done within those properties.
Okay.
So the real top entity is Quincy Housing Authority, which is the main property management company for all of those entities that fall down below.
Okay, with its own commissioners, right?
With its own board of commissioners,
board,
correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, can you put a price tag, Jim, on what this corporation is going to be in the future? You know,
I can't.
Yeah.
I can tell you that I think that this corporation is going to do very, very well in the future, and it's going to be here for a long time, and it's going to be something that the city can be proud of for a very long time.
Yeah. So will those other communities that you mentioned be looking to do something similar to what's happening here in Quincy?
They don't. There's just Hanson has a small school. It's only got 6 units in
it.
Oh, I see.
That's
the only federal public housing that they have. So this really is a unique situation because the Quincy portfolio was made up of about 50% of federal public housing.
Okay.
So the other agencies do not have that federal public housing portfolio that Quincy had.
Gotcha. Can they pursue other developments though on their own?
They can't.
They can't. Okay.
They can set up a nonprofit.
Right.
Like Marshfield Housing can set up a Marshfield, you know,
development corporation.
Yeah. But they would need money.
Yes.
Or an asset. So if the
right.
town is agreeable to moving some of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund money or community development money into that nonprofit
yep.
for the purpose of creating affordable housing,
yep.
they can do that. Only they can't create new affordable housing under the umbrella of the Housing Authority.
I understand.
They're restricted from that. The state doesn't want to invest in any more of affordable housing. They're having a hard enough time taking care of the 48,000 units.
Mm.
that they already have throughout the state. They don't really, they're looking more to move properties to the federal public housing or to the RAD conversion
mm-hmm.
ultimately
mm-hmm.
To get it off the state books because of the capital needs that these properties need going forward. In the future, it's gonna be a huge drain on the financial situation of the Commonwealth.
Well, we saw that happening here in Quincy when you first
right.
came into the city, right?
Right.
That was a major concern.
It was
maintenance and upkeep,
yep.
deplorable conditions in some cases, right?
Yeah, it was. And we've spent a lot of time looking at what was wrong
mm.
and correcting what was wrong. And we've been able to build a very, very strong maintenance department and a very strong modernization department. And right now we're in the process of really building out all of the departments that we have. We're building out the finance department, we're building out the maintenance department and modernization department, and really the whole administrative staff is under a huge growth and we're really expanding all of the offices and expanding the capacity that we have.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must need more people to manage these additional
yeah.
properties and
yep.
this additional corporation.
Yeah,
right?
We've so. Brought on a lot of new employees.
Yeah, yeah. Are you still located at Clay Street, the headquarters?
Yeah, we're okay. still located at Clay Street. This surge of growth is probably going to push us out of Clay Street at some point
right,
in time. But
right.
For now, we've redone all of the offices and we've expanded all of the offices, and I think we've used about every inch that we have at 80 Clay Street.
So does this change the way people become eligible for affordable housing in Quincy, or does that process stay the same?
So we're not going to be drawing off the federal public housing list anymore.
Okay.
We're going to be drawing off our own lists. So we'll be running our own waiting lists, a separate one for O'Brien, a separate one for PAG, a separate one for Drouin, and a separate one for Riverview.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to be pulling from that federal public housing list anymore. We'll be pulling from the Section 8 list, and we'll have our own project-based list
mm-hmm.
for each one of those developments.
Okay. I know that in the past, the waiting lists have been decades long, right?
And they are.
And they still are?
And they are.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people waiting for federal public housing. There's a lot of people waiting for Section 8 vouchers and mm-hmm. a lot of people waiting for assistance. The need is tremendous. I mean, you see
yeah.
what rents are out there.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It's very, very difficult for people to be able to afford the rents that are out there.
Yeah. So going forward, how do you determine who becomes eligible for the new housing that you'll be creating in the city?
There'll be a separate list and a separate process
okay.
for that specific project-based development.
Like, for instance, Mariner's Cove.
Yep. We haven't developed the preferences and we haven't developed that yet.
Okay.
The buildings first need to be built.
Right. Although I'm sure you're getting inquiries.
That's where our focus is right now.
Yeah.
is to get them in the ground and,
yep.
and get them going construction wise.
Yep.
So we're going to be focusing on that for this year.
Okay. Was that property that you already owned?
It's property we didn't own. It's property we do own now.
Because
So when we took O'Brien Towers,
yeah.
that vacant parcel of land came along with O'Brien Towers.
Okay.
And if you remember back about 4 years ago, we were helping out Neighborhood Works, who bought the adjacent property and they wanted to build a new building behind it
mm-hmm.
and they needed to create frontage.
Mm-hmm.
So we took the driveway that went into O'Brien Towers and we went before the planning board and we turned that into a street.
Leo Kelly Way, right?
So that became Leo Kelly Way, right? That's correct. And now that road going in created frontage for Neighborhood Works, but it also created frontage for Quincy Housing Authority for the parcel on the right.
Yep.
So that's where the two new buildings are going to go. I sent you that link that has the photo of the buildings and has a picture of the site.
Yes, yes. Yep. What's the timeline for that project now, Jim?
Like I said, we're hoping to get in the ground this year, and it will probably take well over a year to construct the building.
Okay.
We're going to do a phased approach where we're going to do 8 units first, and then we'll do the second building. Each building's going to have 8 units in it. There'll be elevated buildings. There'll be 2-bedroom units.
Okay. And I'm assuming, I mean, you yourself are not a construction company, so you bid out the project. Is that how it works?
So we'll be definitely managing some of the construction. We do run construction every day.
Oh, you do?
so that's, we do all of our own maintenance. So
wow.
We've got an entire maintenance staff and an entire modernization staff.
Mm-hmm.
So for the most part, we do all the construction on all of the state and Quincy Development Corp units by ourselves.
Really? Not an outside contractor?
Not really.
Wow.
We do most of it in-house.
Okay.
Obviously, the big part, you know, the foundation and the framing and things like that, we're going to probably need to bid out and sub out.
I see.
And then whatever we can do ourselves just to keep the cost down, we're going to do ourselves to keep the cost down.
Okay. What's the price tag on this particular project?
It's probably going to be somewhere between $5 and $6 million.
Okay. So it's a substantial development.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be beautiful when it's done.
I know that you had talked in the past about maybe a new development across from Clay Street and Wollaston. Yep. Is that still on the drawing board?
So that's in the works right now.
It is. Okay.
So that RFP went out to bid, and Peabody Properties was the winner. So Peabody Properties is currently in design phase, where they're designing a new building to go behind 80 Clay Street for affordable housing.
Right.
And they're going to build a beautiful building there. And again, that's going to bring some 90 new affordable units to the city of Quincy. They'll be managed and constructed by Peabody, and Quincy Housing Authority will get the benefit of the lease payments from Peabody Properties.
Okay. So why Peabody and why not the corporation itself for this project?
It's definitely too large
of
a project for Quincy Development Corp, where it's just financially getting started, and the demand for affordable housing is so big in the city that time-wise, we figured that it would be better to have that project be done by somebody else.
Get it back online as quick as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you accepting names, applications for that yet?
So that would be Peabody Properties that would be taking the names, and they'd be running their own tenant preference list, and they'd be running their own list for that building as well.
I see, okay.
Yep. So, and they're just in the permitting process, so they probably have a year for the entire permitting process, and then they'll probably go into construction, if I was to guess, sometime in 2026, maybe, the end of 2026.
Okay.
Or probably be constructed during 2027.
It'll be here before you know it.
It comes quick.
So, are there job openings, Jim? I mean, it sounds like you're gobbling up employees.
There are three jobs that were posted right now.
Okay.
We're looking for a new support coordinator for the family side, which we're doing interviews this week for. We're also doing interviews for a part-time inspection receptionist.
Mm.
That's a part-time job. So we got the inspection, we got the support coordinator, and that's it right now.
Okay.
We're going out.
Okay. So
yeah, we're doing interviews. We did interviews last week, and we're doing interviews this week.
Okay. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. Are you being noticed by other authorities across Massachusetts, would you say?
I would say that we're probably becoming one of the biggest agencies, and we're really, what we're trying to do is set ourselves up for more growth, and even expand larger. And every expansion that we go through, it really helps Quincy Housing Authority in the end. I mean, we're helping out all these communities that, you know, had unkept, poorly managed developments, and we're turning those completely around, much like we did in Quincy.
That's right. Yeah.
But we're also using our own workforce to do that work. So Quincy Housing Authority is getting the benefit of that, as well as the smaller community is getting the benefit of our resources. So it's really like the perfect relationship for the smaller agencies to be managed by a larger agency. So I think we would like, you know, to expand that in the future.
I see. Is Boston following this model already?
Or? Boston did a different model. Oh. Boston brought in private equity.
Okay.
They brought in private partners. They privatized most of their housing, and they're really kind of unloading their portfolio.
I see. Okay. So they want to get out of the business altogether.
Kind of a totally different approach than we're doing here in Quincy.
Yeah. Now, does the Affordable Housing Trust Fund work with you with some of these projects, or is that?
Well, we hope to.
Yeah.
We hope to be going before them, and we've had a very good relationship with them in the past.
Sure.
We've done some great projects with them in the past, and we're certainly hoping to make that relationship even stronger.
There's, and you mentioned NeighborWorks as well, so another partner as well, right?
Yep.
Are there similar entities across the state you could work with, like NeighborWorks or other, you know, nonprofit housing development corporations?
I'm sure, you know, going forward, I'm sure a lot of doors are going to open up as we go forward.
Yeah.
I think that there is a lot of good things on the horizon
for
both Quincy Housing Authority and Quincy Development Corp.
So what does it mean for current residents, you know, current tenants?
Well, hopefully, you know, over the years, they've seen a lot of improvements in the property, and I think that those improvements are going to continue, and I think we're going to continue to reinvest in the portfolio that we have and make the places that they live even better than they are and give people, you know, a place that they can call home that they can be proud of.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've had questions about, will this affect my rent, right? People are worrying.
It does not affect anybody's rent.
Yeah.
Actually, the tenants pay about 1/3 of their income towards rent, and the rest is subsidized, and that's not going to change.
Okay.
It's not going to change any time in the future unless legislation changes it. And you know, the improvements that they're going to see is from the changes that we're making through the administration to be able to better manage the property and be more financially stable so that we can make improvements that we couldn't do before.
Sure, absolutely. Anything else you'd like to share right now, Jim?
That's it. I think I gave you everything.
Everything and then some, right?
That's it.
So any events you want, social events you want to talk about?
No, we just got over all the holiday parties.
Yes,
we had a holiday party at every building. We do have next year, we're going to have a big event coming up next year. It's going to be the 80th birthday party of Quincy Housing Authority.
2026.
80 years.
Really?
So we're going to be putting together an event for that.
Okay. All right. So we'll do Quincy 400 this year.
That's
and then
it.
Quincy Housing Authority 80 next year.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Contact information for folks who have questions or concerns?
They can reach me directly at the Housing Authority.
Okay.
It's J. Marathas, M-A-R-A-T-H-A-S, at Quincy, H-A.com.
Very good. Or website as well, right? I know.
That's right. Right through the website also, quincyhousing.com.
Yeah. Other tenant associations also at each complex?
There are. There are tenant associations at all the buildings, and we work closely with them all, and I think we have a pretty good relationship with all of them.
Sure. I know that last year was a big focus on recreation for children and for families, and playground facilities. The splash pad was a big draw.
Yep.
Anything coming up that
No, we've done over all the playgrounds.
Yep.
We're going to be focusing really on trying to provide the elderly buildings with some outdoor space and space that they can go outside, maybe shaded areas, and really trying to improve getting them out of their units and getting rid of the isolation and having them be part of their own community.
Sure.
And really provide a better quality of life for them.
Always, I know, top of mind is safety and security for your tenants, right? And transportation also is a big issue, too.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're fortunate that we're right on the bus line.
Yes.
You know, and we've done a lot over the last couple of years to make the neighborhood safer. We put in the parking restrictions where only residents could park throughout Snug Harbor, and we towed out people that didn't have residential stickers, and it created a lot of problems.
Yep.
But they were good problems because we were able to get rid of a lot of illegal boarders who were not listed on leases, and you know, with change comes criticism, and unfortunately, we have to keep going, and we have to keep making changes that are better for the community and better in the long run. And they're not always seen as favorable for the people that are looking at them that moment.
Right.
But you have to really look down the road how this is going to affect the future of the city and the agency. And really, we've been doing a lot of reflecting on the future of the agency. And trying to make things so that this will be an asset.
Yeah, you're really setting this up for post Jim Marathis and company, right?
Trying to, yes. We don't want all the work that we've done to go to waste.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we set this agency up to be strong in the future and have goals and have a strategic plan that's carefully laid out and thoughtful, and that everyone buys into it and everybody is working towards those goals.
Yeah. So thanks for the update. Really great to talk to you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was great to see you again.
Always. Come by anytime.
Sounds good. Thank you.
And thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.